Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by Southern Nevada Health District. Here's a story about a guy in Indiana bought flowers for his girlfriend's best friend to cheer her up after she found out her boyfriend was cheating. Now people on Twitter are debating whether it's ever okay to buy flowers for one of your significant other's friends.
Okay.
I don't think it's a problem long as you tell your girlfriend or your wife, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And why couldn't they be from both of you?
Well, you may not know them, you know. The other one may not know him or something.
No, I see. Guy in Florida got pulled over for speeding over the weekend, told the cops he had to rush home because he was out cheating on his wife.
Yeah, wow.
Didn't want to get caught. Well, they searched him, and evidently he had drugs on him. So now he's facing jail time.
And right, beautiful.
Potentially an upcoming divorce.
Yeah. Ryan knows you're cheating now, too, dude. Well, send flowers.
Is that the excuse you really want to throw at a cop?
Yeah, I know. I was cheating. I got to get home. Depends on the cop, I guess.
Maybe.
All depends on the cop. Oh, get out of here, dude.
Yes, I hear you.
Hurry up. Oh, wow. Well, speaking of which, a woman paid her cheating husband's divorce fees because she was left with the fees to pay.
Uh-huh.
She paid them in dimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brandy, she lives in Pennsylvania, ordered to pay her cheating husband's fees, so she went to the bank.
Yeah.
Got $7,500 in dimes. Wow. Then she hauled the 350 pounds of change to her husband.
Uh-huh. I'm seeing a theme here.
Oh, because he cheated with her friend.
Oh.
So, and guess what? So he thought, well, I'll bring them in. They can count them out. Nope, they won't accept them unless they're in rolls. So he has to roll them up. Oh, snap.
That'll be hours of fun with the mistress.
Oh, gosh. Guess what we're going to do, honey? You do still love me, right? Okay, good.
See?
We're gonna
he should have put on the card from the both of us.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Wow. That's the best story ever. I don't know if I want to go on. But here's a little helpful hint. A mother in Australia, she's making headlines. Actually, she made a Christmas tree, homemade, out of her family's dirty laundry.
Oh.
She stuffed her laundry in a bin.
Yeah.
With you know, and molded it. She's been molding the dirty clothes into the shape of a Christmas tree. She topped the tree still with a big red star because that's what you do.
Yeah.
Posted a picture of it, and it's awesome. It really is. And she put the caption, the best way to avoid doing the laundry, turn it into a Christmas tree. And it's free. I'll wash all this after Christmas or maybe get the elf on the shelf to help me out.
Yeah.
So good for you, Australian mom. Good for you. Very innovative and very clever.
Does it smell like a real tree?
That's the thing. You don't want to get too... Even the dog is like, whoa, I don't want to lift my leg over here. This smells bad enough. It is Wednesday. That's your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.